Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. We're going to pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. Today's teaching is entitled, A Winner Every Time. Would it surprise you to know there's a difference between winning and being a winner? Winning is an occurrence, something that happens today, this week, this year, and then it's gone. Being a winner is a state of mind. Regardless of what happens or the outcome of any particular contest or endeavor, a winner is someone who recognizes they're fighting for something noble, someone who refuses to quit, and who will never give up until they win or accomplish their goal or calling. You and I were created to be winners in the game of life. Yet, we face an adversary who is dedicated to our defeat. However, God instructs us to fight the good fight of faith because we're more than conquerors. We're more than, well, we can overcome every attack of the enemy. Hallelujah. Now let's do a brief review. The first key to fighting the good fight, of waging effective warfare, of tearing down strongholds, is following his instructions. We follow the instructions, and then we follow the words of 1 Timothy 6:12, 1 Timothy 6:12, Classic Amplified. For the good fight of faith, fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
The second key in fighting the good fight of faith is faith. Faith, as we said yesterday, is not invisible. So many people think that faith is invisible, but we can show you in Scripture where it is not, because it says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Notice that the thing hoped for may be invisible, but faith is the evidence that makes it real. There is no such thing as invisible evidence. You can't go into a court of law with invisible evidence. So how do you make that which is seemingly invisible visible? You see it in your spirit. In other words, our faith allows us to see it, believe it, confess it, expect it, and not give up on it. And then we will manifest it.
Hallelujah. The third key in fighting to win is to finish what you've been fighting for. 2 Timothy 4:7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Our friend John Mason, the author of several great books, including An Enemy Called Average and Let Go of What's Making You Stop, said, you'll be judged by what you finish, not by what you start. If you want to finish, you have to have a plan. No commanding general would ever go into battle without a plan.
The fourth key is to learn how to be an overcomer. As we fight the good fight, we've got to know that God will give us the victory. We can also have the confidence that as we fight the good fight, God is going to protect us. Consider the words of Jeremiah 1 verse 19 in the New International Version. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, the devil doesn't want us fighting the good fight. He doesn't want us to be overcomers. And he would like nothing more than to hurt our reputations as Christians. That's why we are waging warfare against principalities, powers, and spiritual wickedness, not people. Romans 12, verse 21 in today's New International Version says, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Now let's pick up where we left off on yesterday's call. We can never rely on our own goodness, but we must constantly be relying on the Lord to live through us.
Amen.
Many people try to live for Christ, but that's an impossible feat. We cannot live for Christ because that's based on our power. It's only when we let Christ live through us that we become successful overcomers. 1 John 4:4 in the Classic Amplified Bible. Little children, you are of God. You belong to Him and have already defeated and overcome them, the agents of the Antichrist, because He who lives in you is greater, mightier than he who is in the world. In the book of Revelation, the one book that tells the end of the story, the Apostle John was given what I consider inside information of what would take place. He also writes for us the key to overcoming the enemy in every way in which he can possibly come against us.
Hallelujah.
Romans 12:11.
Revelation 12:11. Revelation 12:11 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "And they have overcome, conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb." That means we were first born again. "And by the utterance of their testimony," that also means we only confess what God says, not what the devil wants us to say. "For they did not love and cling to life." In other words, we have given up life as the world lives it to live it as the Lord instructs us to live in Him. "Even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing." Wow. We have the overcoming power.
Yes, we do.
That it takes to live a successful life and not let the enemy win in through us.
Amen.
In this world.
The fifth key is to have the confidence in knowing that our lives will one day take on total victory. Revelation 3:21, Classic Amplified. "He who overcomes is victorious. I will grant him to sit beside me on my throne, as I myself overcame, was victorious, and sat down beside my Father on his throne." Well, you know, thus far on this call, we've come to understand the importance of fighting the good fight, of overcoming adversity in every attack of the enemy. It's now that we need to recognize that if we fight to win as an overcomer, then we will truly become more than a conqueror. Who enables and empowers us to become a conqueror over every adversity of life? The answer is in Romans 8:37. "Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." As a victorious fighter, an overcomer who gives us great victories, the answer is found in 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57, Classic Amplified. "But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ." Can the enemy, the devil, defeat you or any other member of the body of Christ? Consider the words of Revelation 2:11, Classic Amplified. "Are your ears awake? Listen. Listen to the wind words, the Spirit blowing through the churches. Christ conquers, conquerors are safe from devil death." Well, let's see, we have a choice. We can fight till we are a winner in the game of life by overcoming every storm of life as a conqueror. Or we can experience the consequences of Revelation 21:6.
Revelation 21:6 in the Message Bible says, "Then he said, it happened. I'm A to Z. I'm the beginning. I'm the conclusion. From water of life well, I give freely to the thirsty. Conquerors inherit all this. I'll be God to them. They'll be sons and daughters to me. But for the rest, the feckless and faithless, degenerates and murderers, sex peddlers and sorcerers, idolaters and all liars, for them, it's lake fire and brimstone, second death."
In the athletic events and contest of life, the winners always achieve some sort of recognition. What will you, me, us, what will we achieve as a result of our fighting the good fight, as an overcomer, and by being more than a conqueror? The answer found in two scriptures. First, Revelation 3:5, Message Bible. Conquerors will march in the victory parade, their names indelibly in the book of life. I'll lead them up and present them to my Father and his angels. Wow. Second scripture is found in Revelation chapter 3. This time is verse 20 in the Message Bible, and it says, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear me and call, look at me. I stand at the door, I knock. If you hear me, call and open the door. I'll come right in and sit down to supper with you. Conquerors will sit alongside me at the head of the table. Just as I, having conquered, took the place of honor at the side of my Father, that's my gift to the conquerors." I think that what the Lord wants to learn from this teaching is that he created, destined, and empowered us to be winners in the game of life. Hallelujah. Think about that. You may feel like you're in the battle of your life right now. Then draw strength from this teaching and recognize the only way you lose in the game of life is if you quit. I want to say that again. You may feel like you're in the battle of your life right now. Then draw strength from this teaching, from the word that we've quoted, and recognize the only way you lose in the game of life is if you quit. And we know you'll never do that.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, we've had an amazing response to the seven confessions that we started the year with. I want to encourage you, and we'll start sharing some of those testimonies
with you. Yeah, we have great testimonies.
Over the next few days. I want to encourage you to take those confessions back out. And instead of making it January 1 through January 7th, make it day 1 through day 7. And maybe the first 7 days of each month, you do those confessions. It'll be power in your life.
Amen.
Power in your
renew life. Renew and strengthen your resolve.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. Go to haroldherring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching or the ministry, click on the button that says sow a seed. Just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.